Talk 790 KFYO. It's 7:39. Tom Collins and Laura Mack on Friday, starting the weekend off talking more about the mystery with Dr. Robert Tidwell. Welcome. You're with Texas Tech University, the National Ranching Heritage Center.
Correct.
And you're a curator of...
Well, the full title is Curator of Historical Collections at the Ranching Heritage Center.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. What we're talking about today is you've been involved with the mystery tunnels that have been found out there in the Country Club Edition, like Lubbock Country Club mm-hmm. Edition, and on Mr. Smithwick's property. This yeah. is crazy. The guy goes out and waters his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His wife and kid go out and go, honey, we got a sinkhole.
Yeah.
And actually, upon inspection, it wasn't a sinkhole.
Correct.
It turned out to be a tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got involved because we got one of these, you know, kind of out of the blue calls. You know, we get telephone calls on a pretty regular basis out there, you know, people who want to donate something or want us to have a look at something. And so get this telephone call. Well, you know, we think we may have a dugout on our property. At this point, I have no idea where this is. I don't know if it's in Lubbock, out of Lubbock.
A dugout meaning like an Indian shelter.
Or shelters.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, there were some out in this area. There, mm-hmm. And so it wouldn't have been completely out of the ordinary. So think to myself, oh, okay, sure, okay, where is this? Oh, well, we'll come take a look at it. And when she gives me the address and tells me, well, we're out by the country club, I'm like, oh, that's kind of...
It's hilly.
Yeah, but... Yeah. And so I just went down the hallway to talk to my colleague, Dr. White, and said, hey, Scott, you want to go out on a field trip? Yeah, we get out of the basement. Awesome. So we head over there to go look at what we think may be a dugout. Okay, so we're driving. He says, well, what's the address again? I give him the address. He says, that's just around the corner from where I live. And so we pull up to the place. And, you know, when you're sitting in the vehicle and you're looking out at all of this area is roped off and everything, looks very dramatic. And at first, you know, he said, well, this kind of looks like a sinkhole. Let's go take a look at it. So we walk up to it, and you can tell, okay, first off, this is not a dugout. You know, because dugouts are usually dug into the side of
right.
a low hill or something like this. Now, this is level land right there. So uh-huh. you're looking at down in there. Well, yeah, there are the timbers that they talked about on the phone call. And the more you look at it, this is looking like a tunnel. Because it doesn't look like any dugout I've ever seen. It's far too narrow. Because dugouts were a dwelling.
Right. Now,
yeah.
now
did you guys actually go down into the hole?
Oh, no.
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 Sissy.
Is that something that no one is doing? I mean, at this point,
now somebody did climb down in there just to poke their head in there. Is what I understand. Is that not
well?
Right?
From what I understand, the fire department did send a camera into the hole. How they
okay.
did it, I wasn't told, but they said that as far as they can tell, they couldn't see the end of it. You know, so they said, you know, we stuck our camera down there. We could look down along the tunnel, but
wow.
we couldn't see the end of this thing.
So anyway, long story short, this guy Lee Smithwick, his neighbor's got a machine shop in his garage, and mm-hmm. so he's got this long drill, and he drills these holes, and they kind of figured out which direction all this stuff goes, and we find out that this tunnel goes between mainly east and west, but it runs down between the houses, and then it runs to the street, and they went across the street and drilled down. They found that it was there,
yeah.
and it's headed straight for the across the street neighbor's house. Now, as far as this, what is your speculation?
Make them feel good.
What can this be? What do you think this is? I mean, we're asking for your conjecture.
Okay, this is the great thing about it. It's open to all kinds of speculation. That's part of the fun of this. And let's be honest. You know, everybody's throwing in their 2 cents worth. You know, that it's a mine tunnel, or it's this, or it's that.
Realistically,
probably not a mine tunnel. You look at historic mining in Texas, and there wasn't a whole heck of a lot in this area. So I'm not saying 100% it's not, but not likely. You know, you run the probabilities. So what it could be, one of the things that's a possibility is it could have been a bootlegger's tunnel. There were a lot of people who
an escape route, so to speak.
Well, that or an alternate means of moving the hooch from its point of manufacture to a waiting bootlegger's vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, which wasn't uncommon. There were stories during Prohibition about. Well, I recall one about a gentleman who lived. He was either outside of Oklahoma City or outside of Tulsa during Prohibition. And he had a pretty large size house, and he had this basement area that was a speakeasy and gambling parlor. Well, he had built these escape tunnels so that in case the joint was raided, you know, his customers could make a hasty retreat without getting busted by the cops. And then my colleague told me when he was growing up in Odessa that he heard stories about a gentleman who had a similar setup over there as well. You know, he had his hooch parlor, and then he had some escape tunnels. And so you could very well be something like that. I mean, there was bootlegging in Lubbock during Prohibition.
Okay, where were Dr. Robert Tidwell talking about the mystery tunnels, the secret tunnels in the Lubbock Country Club area? You know, maybe one of those fat cats from the country club, you know, had it going on way back then. You know what I mean? 744, we'll be back. Good morning, it's 749 with Tom and Laura, and we're with Dr. Robert Tidwell from Texas Tech University. What's your title, actually?
Curator of Historic Collections.
Okay. So he's kind of in the know on historical things. Mm-hmm. Now, we're joined right now by Lee Smithwick. He's the property owner. Welcome to the program, Lee. How are you today?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, this is really kind of an interesting phenomenon. I just wanted to touch base with you and kind of get your perspective and see what's happening over at your place. Now, I know that you've got photos of your house and the hole and the tunnel all over the internet. It's all over national news. This thing's going to blow up. I'm thinking that you're going to have people camping out in your front yard.
Oh, dear.
You know, over the weekend. Are you ready for all that?
Well, I hope it doesn't happen, but I've had a friend of mine call me from Mississippi and one from Georgia and one from Tennessee, and they're all seeing it on the news. So
good luck with that, man.
Well, I have one fellow from Suddenlink that called and wants to send a robot down there with a camera to see how far it goes or et cetera. He wants to do that this weekend, so I'm having all kinds of calls.
Hey, man, I'd call Lone Star Decorating, set up a pipe and drape in the front yard, and sell tickets, man. You want to look behind the curtain? You want to look behind the curtain? It's going to cost you good money.
Well, you know, this is the main street through Lubbock Country Club, so, I mean, I've got people slowing down, stopping, getting out of the car, going to look at the hole. It's kind of turning into, you know, everybody wants to see it.
Well, so, you know, what you ought to do is grab a corncob pipe and a beat-up old hat and some dirty overalls and grab your shotgun and say, get off my land! Okay, I just had one more question before we let you go, because I know that you got to head off for an appointment this morning, and I thank you for joining us. But supposing that we find something down there that is of great value or of historic value, do you think you own that?
Well,
if it's on your property, do you think you own it? I mean, and there's no wrong or right answer. I want to know.
Well, I mean, that's a good question, because the city says, you know, we don't go onto private land, so once we go past the easement, it's your baby. You have to pay for it. You have to hire the backhoe. You have to do everything. So, you know, I would feel like if I'm the one paying to excavate everything, then, you know, if there's money or gold or whatever's down there, yeah, I would think it was mine.
Well, well, heck yeah. Well, here's what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking, when the guy from, was it the guy from the FD told you to go get a backhoe?
He said that the city wasn't responsible for private property, and they couldn't excavate anything on the private property. But if it ran to the street, then they would take the easement, you know, and across the street and the easement on the other side. So I did find out by drilling that the timbers are up to the street, so it definitely goes under the street. So I imagine they're going to have to do something with the street. But, yeah, he told me that they wouldn't pass the easement. They had no responsibility for this, and that it was basically in my corner. So, you know, and I haven't even checked to see what it costs, but what they're saying is you can't just dump dirt in the hole, because, of course, it's a tunnel and we don't know how far it goes. So mm-hmm. that's not really going to solve the problem. It'll just sink somewhere else.
Right. Okay, so, I want to go ahead and give you some homework for the weekend. If you've never seen the movie Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, it's about a treasure hunter. And so what I think you need to be speculating on is maybe selling the excavation rights in a split to some experts that are treasure hunters, because you never know. You never know.
Hey, I'm just wondering about people going over there and trying to go down in the hole. What kind of security do you have over there to keep people out of the hole?
Yeah.
Well, hey. I mean, it's staked off and got the, you know, the firemen's put the tape on, so do not enter, do not cross, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's no telling what's going to happen. Because I have people calling me from all over the country, that friends of mine, that say, I saw you on my local news. So I think it, you know, I think it got picked up by NBC across the nation.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Lee, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good morning.
Keep us informed on what's going on.
Yeah. It's 7:53. We'll be back with Dr. Robert Tidwell. Good morning. It's 7:57. Tom Collins, Laura Mack. It's a fantastic Friday headed into a big football weekend with Texas Tech University. Here with Dr. Robert Tidwell. What do you do again?
Curator of historic collections.
All right. We're talking about the secret tunnels in the north of the city of Lubbock out in the Lubbock Country Club edition. Now, we have an interesting call with a what could be a legitimate theory as to what this is. Ricky, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Way back years ago, they started to build a ferry boat system from Lubbock up the Blackwater Draw north to Littlefield.
Really?
And it was abandoned.
Now, how do you know this?
My father got some old survey records from B.T. Rucker, who was a land surveyor here a long time ago.
Really?
Anyhow, I'll hang up and listen to what
you're going to say. Hold on just a second. Before you go, I'm going to put you on hold, but I want you to leave your phone number with Ariel.
Okay.
Okay, and what I want you to do is I want to get your phone number. I may have Dr. Tidwell give you a call. He might be interested in taking a look at that stuff, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. What do you think about that, man?
If it were a ferry boat canal, it wouldn't have been enclosed, just to be perfectly honest. And this thing's real narrow. The pictures you see on the internet really don't give you an idea of the dimensions of this thing.
Yeah,
it's only a little bit wider than the average person.
Wow.
It's about like an average doorway, about 36 inches wide, and about almost 6 feet tall from the floor to the timbers.
So what's the next step in investigating this thing? What's going to happen next?
It would be nice for someone to actually get down in there, either preferably, since we don't really know how safe this thing is, preferably by some kind of a remote, but explore this thing.
Didn't that sound like fun? I would definitely put a hard hat on and go down there.
We're in!
I think it would be so much fun.
We're going in. Hey, Dr. Tidwell, thanks for being with us this morning.
Stay in touch with us.
Yeah, certainly interesting.
We'll keep the story going, right?
7:59. Good morning.